This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
I'm a big fan of this gentleman who's on the news line now, Brett Saslow, who's with the Smith Haven Auto Group. And Brett is seen time and time again on TV commercials. He always puts his face and name out there because he takes a personal stake in his business, the Smithtown Auto Group. And Brett, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Brett, you know, today's President's Day, and I've always wondered, why is it considered a good day to sell a car as a dealership or as a personal family group to go out and buy a car on President's Day?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, but for whatever reason, over the years, President's Day has become the unofficial entree into the spring selling season for auto dealerships, just like the, you know, Memorial Day is the unofficial, start to summer.
Right.
And most of the OEMs, pretty much all of the OEMs, take their core products and they add additional rebates, usually for President's Day weekend throughout the rest of the month to juice up the deals for the consumers.
Now, when you say OEM, what do you mean for our public?
The manufacturers,
okay.
Chrysler, Mazda, Chevrolet, Nissan, so forth.
And the Smithtown Auto Group is busy selling, I believe, Jeeps.
And we have Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram,
yeah.
Mazda, Mitsubishi.
Ah, excellent. Okay. Now, we've heard these stories about, President's Day and the whole month of February, a great time to go out and buy a car. And there really is something to that. It's not just a wives' tale.
Oh, absolutely. So, like I said, most of the core models, the high-volume selling models, you're going to see incremental monies, incremental rebates that we didn't have the beginning of the month, we didn't have last month, that we have now through the end of the month. And that's pretty much across the board with most or all manufacturers.
Yeah. Now, when you have an inventory there on your lots, are they there... do you buy them, or are they placed there by the manufacturers for future payment?
No, we buy them. So way it works when you're an automobile dealership, you're an individual business. Once you order the car from the manufacturer, it goes on what's called your finance line, your floor plan line. And once that car is drafted to you, you own it. You have to pay the bank every month to finance it. So once it's on your lot, that's it. You own it forever.
Until
you sell it, obviously.
The spring and February a good year also to sell a used car?
You know, absolutely. You know, with how the car market has rebounded in the last few years, matter of fact, this year is going to be the highest volume of 3-year lease returns in the market. So what that does is it pushes down the value of those cars because they're just more plentiful. So 3 years ago, the market was at such a peak with the leases, there's a flood of those 2016s in the market right now.
Now, we had a news item, I don't know if you heard it or not, on our national news on ABC, that the Federal Reserve has been told that late payments on car payments have been the highest that they've been in several years. Does that scare you, or is it not a factor here on Long Island?
You know, it's definitely something to look at because eventually, look, dealers, we're not underwriters, but without banks, we can't move product, right? How many people come in for cash and buy a car? So it's definitely something to look at, but the repossession rates are still, and the delinquency rates are still well within the proper guidelines. They're higher than they were, but they were really at historic lows. So it's definitely something to watch, but right now it's not an issue.
Can you give us some examples of great deals on some of the auto lines that you carry?
So much on Long Island, especially here on the North Shore, is really all about leasing.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's about a 75% lease market. I don't have all the, you know, the deals off the top of my head, but there are so many products that we're selling that are, you know, $30,000-$35,000 cars that with, you know, a couple of thousand out of pocket and, you know, $300 a month. I mean, you're driving a brand new car or darn close to it.
Yeah.
You know, depending anywhere from, you know, 250 to 450, obviously depending on the specific model, how many miles a year, how much, you know, money's customer puts down, what type of credit they have, but it's the lease deals. People on Long Island are payment driven, not price driven.
Yeah.
What can I drive for a payment? And that's why leasing's so popular in Long Island.
Interesting. Now, what's the average lease term? Is it 3-4 years? 2 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. The average term is 36 months. I'd say 36 to 39 months. Most of that is due to the fact that most of the manufacturers have a bumper-to-bumper warranty of 3 years, 36,000 miles. So customers really don't usually want to go more than 36,000 miles on a lease because now they're out of that warranty. So that's really the sweet spot,
yeah.
36 months.
And a lot depends on the residual value at the end of the lease term, right?
Exactly. So, you know, the underwriters put a certain, you know, value at the end of the lease, and then you take that and combine it with what the manufacturer puts behind it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Grand Cherokee's a core product in the Jeep lineup. You know, the CX-5 is a core product in the Mazda lineup. Just for example, a few cars that we sell. And then the manufacturers put subvened interest rates on those leases. They'll juice up the residuals a few points on those leases because these are volume products that they want to move. So, yes, it's based on the underwriters, but also based on what the manufacturer wants to sell in volume.
Yeah.
Those are the cars that they get behind and put extra money behind.
And once someone invests in a car at your dealership, you offer a lot of other ancillary services. I understand for the lifetime of some of the cars you sell, you could have inspections and oil changes.
Yes, we have, you know, everything in our business now is moving toward retention. We don't want to, and not just us, all car dealerships, we don't want to just sell you a car and great, you know, we'll see you later. We want to keep you as a customer, hopefully for life. So our retention program is called a five-star program. We have free loaner cars, two complimentary oil changes, lifetime New York State inspection, free shuttle service. We have a rewards program that for every dollar you spend, you get whether it be warranty dollars, which isn't out-of-pocket dollars, or out-of-pocket dollars, you get $2.50 back on a rewards card that you could redeem in any area of the dealership. So, and we call it our five-star retention program.
Yeah. Now, is it, as a business person, is it tough to hire people at your dealerships? I notice a lot of businesses are complaining lately that there's a brain drain going on Long Island, and it's really difficult to hire good people.
Wow, really tough, especially, you know, especially if you want to be particular and hire great people, it's so hard. You're getting so few candidates to begin with, and then if you have a strict vetting process, drug testing, background checks, previous work histories, referrals from previous supervisors that people work with. It's so tough. I mean, there are certain positions that have been open here for over a year.
Really?
You know, it's that hard. Yeah, it's that hard. So, and it's not just us. I think it's throughout the country. And, hey, you take a great economy with what's going on now and then, you take the fact that young people don't want to get into mechanic, you know, the mechanical end of it today. It's making it so tough.
Don't want to get their hands dirty, right?
Boy, and they're calling them technicians now. It's not even it's not even a mechanic anymore, because it's so about software and electrical. It's not really that much about it's so mental today, as much as it is physical. And you know, we have mechanics here making six-figure livings, and it's a serious job if young people want to get involved in it. But boy, not enough people do.
Amazing. And there, I understand you offer a lot of employees benefits that are pretty generous.
Well, we try. I mean, something that I have to give Fiat Chrysler Automobiles credit for, in our Chrysler store, you know, we pay Chrysler a fee every month, and we can offer all of our employees free college through Strayer University online. They pay for the books. Everything.
Wow.
So that helps. But even with that, you know, free college, all this stuff, we're doing signing bonuses for technicians as well as other positions. It's still tough. I mean, we've had a signing bonus in there for a certain level three technician for $20,000 for over a year, and haven't been able to get anybody.
Yeah.
So it's getting that tough. Relocation, we'll pay for your relocation if you're willing to move. And it's an industry problem. And I think it's even throughout other industries as well.
Yeah, see, it's really not your fault. It's the fault of the economy here. I mean, housing is so expensive. The college tuition is so high. These young people who are graduating from college and who are born and raised here on Long Island are leaving here because they can't afford to live here.
It's so true.
It's sad.
You know, we're just chasing people off of Long Island with just ridiculous home taxes. I just sat down with a buddy of mine who I grew up with. I went to Sasset High School. And look, he makes a nice living. He lives in a nice neighborhood. But we were just talking. He was telling me, oh, my real estate taxes are $35,000 a year. I mean, my jaw dropped. I mean, before he gets out of his house every day, pays for nothing, he's got $3,000 a month in real estate taxes. I mean, we're just chasing people out of the state. It's scary.
It is so true. Brett, how did you get involved in the business of cars?
My dad was a dealer here in St. James in 1969, a little place called Smith Haven. He only had Dodge in those days, and it was on the corner of Lake Avenue and Middle Country Road. And then later got a bigger footprint and then added some franchises. Me and my brother got into the business, and I added some franchises, and we added some to the footprint over the years, and we just grew it. And he's the guy that started the whole Brigada.
And your product line includes Mazda and Mitsubishi?
We have Mazda, Mitsubishi, and all makes and models of used cars as well. We also have a used car lot in Medford on Route 112.
I can't think of anything more successful in the last few years than the Jeep line and the Grand Cherokee.
You know, Jeep was positioned perfectly for this SUV craze that's going on, not just on Long Island in the country, but from what I understand, the world. And Jeep was just positioned perfectly. You know, we have half a dozen SUVs to choose from. I mean, Jeep has been a strong name for a while, but obviously they were just right in the center of it. And, you know, it just caught fire. I mean, the Grand Cherokee is a spectacular product. I mean, you just see them everywhere, wherever you go on Long Island. They just ride great.
Yeah, our family has had a Jeep Grand Cherokee for many, many years, since 2002, or 1998, actually. And we've gone through, I think, three cars in that time, and just love the Grand Cherokee. It's just great. For those people who are a little reticent to go into a car dealership and wheel and deal, what are some tips you can give consumers?
You know, it's so much more transparent than it used to be. There's so many digital retailing tools that consumers can use now, and pretty much all the dealerships have it. So if you want, you can get on our website or many other dealers as well, and you can spec out the car that you want. You can get a price on your trade. You could get a payment, you can get all the rebates, and you can even get a transaction price right there online. So if you want to come in and be a little bit more quote-unquote armed and ready, that kind of thing, because, you know, the old days of, you know, arm wrestling with customers, I mean, that really is passé. So you can do a lot of your homework online first, so then when you come in, you really have the pricing very, very close to hopefully where you want to be.
Exactly. Yeah, do your homework. That's the recommendation.
And it's all there.
Yeah.
Not just on our website, but all the dealers have their pricing for new and used cars online, payment tools online, tools to appraise your trade right there online. So you don't have to come into a dealership cold. Mm-hmm. You can come in prepared.
Now, Brett, give us the web address for the Smith Haven Auto Group.
Appreciate that. It's smithhaven.com. That's S-M-I-T-H-A-V-E-N as in Nancy.com.
Simple as that. And will that guide you to all of your product lines?
Yes, that's the splash page, which will have, you know, the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram store, Mazda Mitsubishi store, the Route 112 used car store, as well as the used cars in our other franchises as well. You can schedule service appointment, buy an accessory, a parts accessory, anything you need. It's all right there.
Yeah. And your lots are in Smithtown as well as in St. James?
It's actually considered St. James. You know, we talk about this as the Smithtown Strip, but technically Smith Haven Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Mazda Mitsubishi are St. James on Middle Country Road, and the Route 112 store is Medford.
Okay. And the Smith Haven group is just west of the Smith Haven Mall.
Correct. Yeah. It's about a quarter to a half mile west of the Smith Haven Mall on the west side of 347.
And the phone number for folks who want to use the phone instead?
Fantastic. I appreciate it. Yep. That's 631-863-2000. That's for Smith Haven Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And the Mazda Mitsubishi store is 631-724-4070.
Great. Thank you so much, Brett Saslow of Smith Haven Auto Group, for joining us and making it a little simple and easy to understand why a car selling and buying is so good on President's Day.
Well, thank you so much for having me. All the best.
And you too. Thank you, Brett.